Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Mini Cruise. A cruise ship that used to stop in Petersburg will be using the small town as its home port this summer. Its tour company is the latest of several to add the town to an itinerary peddling the authentic Alaskan experience. KFSK's Alana Elder visited the ship last week with some members of the community's tourism industry.
I did the breakfast cooking, so I knew they were here. Go to work at 4 a.m.
Sally Dwyer and Brian Lynch are Petersburg tour guides, but today they're the ones waiting to receive a tour. They're standing in front of the Safari Quest, which for a cruise ship is tiny. It has room for just 22 passengers and 10 crew members. Dwyer has actually been inside before. This was years ago when her mom was running a tour company.
Been down for cocktail parties on the after deck. It's just nice to know they're back.
In 2010, the company American Safari Cruises ended the route that used to pass through Petersburg. Other companies have come and gone over the years, most running relatively small ships that leave milder impacts on local amenities and environment compared to big ones. Dwyer says the simplicity of these cruises creates more opportunity to talk to people about their lives.
What's your cost for building? You know, how many kids are in your school? What percentage go on to college? I mean, they're interested in your community, how you live on the island.
Lynch is a retired biologist. He uses tours to teach people about Alaskan commercial fishing and wildlife.
Describe what the boats do and how we manage fisheries here and whatnot. And anything they want to know. I mean, I just love when they ask a lot of questions. Whatever they want to talk about. I mean, we even got into a big discussion on bears one time.
The two local guides swap stories about some of the passengers they've met over the years until a man in a blue vest spots us from the boat.
He says, come on up. Come on aboard. Come on aboard.
We walk into a low-lit parlor with cushioned walls and a bar nearby. Many handshakes ensue as local food suppliers, travel agents, and tour guides mingle with staff. I lose Dwyer and Lynch in the group and follow second captain Mywen Beadle on a tour of the ship.
So this is our A deck, little library area. This is super lovely when it's a bit cooler.
A map of Pacific Islands hangs above a low bookshelf. Big windows look out on the Wrangell Narrows, which the boat will travel through tomorrow. Voices from the parlor drift up a spiral staircase between the rooms and the bridge, where the captains operate the boat.
So the bridges are open at certain times of the day. It's not open at night, but the guests can come out and hang out in the bridge.
We go back outside to the top deck. There's a rack of two-person kayaks, a raft,
hot tub, seating area.
We also see stand-up paddleboards on the main deck and several more places to watch whales and other wildlife. From Petersburg, the boat will head to the native community of Cake, three wilderness areas, and a national monument. Captain Danae Blanchard says the purpose of the Safari Quest is to take people off the beaten track.
So we're taking this boat to a lot of little places that our other boats don't go to. And doing a turn day in Petersburg, you know, where we pick up and drop off guests, is a perfect opportunity for that.
Blanchard has personal ties to this area. She lived in Petersburg briefly when she was young. Her father, Dan Blanchard, used to head American Safari Cruises. He's now CEO of UnCruise, the company running this boat. She's been captaining for 3 years and says while it's still rare to have a woman in charge of a cruise ship, the industry is changing.
On the airplane today, I overheard a couple talking and they're like, we're going on this 22-passenger vessel out of Petersburg.
It took a few awkward beats for them to process what she meant by, I wanted to introduce myself because I'm the captain.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what a captain of a boat should look like.
She says she's inspired by the chance to spread the word about issues affecting Alaska, like glaciers melting due to climate change. The boat may also spread the word about Petersburg. More immediately, though, it will bring money to the local government in the form of mortgage payments and taxes, and to the private sector in exchange for hotel rooms and food. For AK, I'm Alana Elder.